This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Israel's army says it received a rocket warning in the north of the country, the first time sirens have been heard there since conflict between Israel and the Palestinians flared up again earlier this week. It's a sign the long-running Middle East situation may be worsening. The rising violence between Israel and the Palestinians is disrupting U.S. air travel to the troubled region. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The top three U.S. airlines that fly to Israel have suspended those flights. Amid the escalating violence, the worst seen since 2014, American, United, and Delta Airlines have suspended flights for at least the next couple of days. With the main airport in Tel Aviv receiving rocket fire and Israel targeting the Gaza Strip, representatives say the airlines are monitoring the situation for when they might resume those flights. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he spoke with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas late Wednesday, urging an end to rocket attacks fired from Gaza by Hamas militants. The top diplomat also spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and pushed for both sides to de-escalate. The European Union's executive branch is calling on countries of the bloc to temporarily halt non-essential travel from India to limit the spread of COVID-19 variants. Meanwhile, a panel of international independent experts say the world bungled the COVID-19 response. AP's Rita Foley has more.
The experts faulted countries worldwide for a slow response to COVID-19, saying most waited to see how the virus was